Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. I wanted to apologize firsthand for not being around much this week. As I mentioned before in some posts and a live video that I did in my bedroom, over the weekend I ate some incredibly bad food and I got some kind of food poisoning. I was in and out of bed in the bathroom pretty much for about two and a half days. Finally, I'm feeling a little bit better today. Unfortunately, it's like one day prior to my internet being shut off, before the big move. So I wanted to record something for you today. It's not a super long one, but it's something different. It was written by Bumps in the Night, and it's called Dark Disney Secrets, The Black Hole in Space Mountain. I've been a Disney cast member for the past 4 years now. It's far from the worst job I've ever worked at. It has great perks, offers housing, and the food is pretty bomb as hell. Despite all the perks and benefits, I'm still looking for a new job. Things have gotten a bit strange for my liking. Enough so that at this point, I'm more than ready to leave it all behind. What could be so strange about the happiest place on Earth? Well, where do I begin? I could tell you about Room Zero, or maybe about what happens to the central board member after he kicked the bucket. It's all pretty heavy stuff. Oh, I know. Let's start with the disappearances. More or less, the guests who unknowingly took their last ride at the theme park built around the mouse. So from time to time, things would vanish at Disney. Seems legit. People lose stuff more often than they would like to admit. Well, in this instance, the thing that gets lost is sometimes not so much a thing as it is a person. Thousands of people pour through the park gates like a daily dose. It really seems so strange that a few don't make it out. Now, I'm not talking about the 2% of our guests that pass on while visiting us. Yes, that's a thing sometimes. Families come in for fun-filled vacation and grandma and grandpa can't stand the Florida heat. It's not often, but it's happened on one particular ride. So once in a while, a family goes on a ride, and one of their items that they placed in the stowaway compartments of the ride they're on vanishes. Most of the time, it's something small. One of the ear hats, a toy pin lanyard, maybe an overpriced stuffed animal. Other times, it's larger ticket items, purses, bags, jewelry, shoes, cameras, or some other electronics. Those always get a major reaction out of the guests who lost the items. You always hold your breath and hope everything arrives on the other side when the ride pulls up and lets off its participants. Yet, there's also a few and far between times where things don't go missing at all. What goes missing are the people themselves. Crazy, right? Sounds made up. I know, but it's not. So I've heard the stories before and thought it was total bullcrap, yet some things in life you just can't explain. This happened 3 weeks ago on a Thursday morning. I was stationed to work at Space Mountain for my shift. I don't mind working the ride, as out of the entire theme park known as the Magic Kingdom, Tomorrowland was the coolest spot you could work. I don't geek out too much, but sci-fi is kind of my thing, so I always felt right at home. Well, I showed up my shift and performed the standard safety checks they are required to do every day before opening the park. Each attraction needs to be ran once without any riders and a second time with someone as a volunteer to make sure it's safe for people. I know. Before you even start typing to question if this is even ethical, I told you before, Disney offers a very good benefits package. So even in the event we ever got hurt, there would be a major compensation on our end. It was a win-win, so I thought at the time. Now, for those of you who have never been to Disney or even know what Space Mountain is, the best way I could describe it? A large indoor roller coaster that runs in total darkness, with very few small lights to simulate stars. To top it off with some whooshing sounds from comets, and then a couple of high-speed drops, and you got yourself a classic coaster that's withstood the test of time itself. So that Thursday morning, I volunteered to ride the coaster for a safety check. I've done this countless times prior, only this time things felt different. As I pulled out of the station in my rocket-shaped car, I put my hands behind my head and prepared for the drop. Only this time, right before I reached the drop, there was a blinding flash of light. I thought maybe they had installed a second camera or moved the photo op. This could have been a new feature for a before and after photo souvenir. It's hard to describe, but after the first major drop lasted way longer than it should have, I gripped the safety bar in front of me in fear, as every instinct I had told me I was in danger. Now, when you're on Space Mountain, the ride should only last about 4 minutes, but this wasn't the case. I just kept dropping and dropping. All I could think of was how I was gonna die. I was trapped in the perpetual motion of a free fall. It lasted so long that the music that they play on continuous loop went silent. It was so pitch black, I couldn't even see my hands on the bar, or even a trace of light whatsoever. Dread filled me with the stench of decay rose up and gripped itself within my nostrils. I started to hear moaning sounds. Was I in hell? Did I die on the ride and plunge straight into the black abyss of the afterlife? I began to feel cold, like we're talking frigid, to where my face was hurting just from the wind itself. I started to tear up and just wished for the crash already, as this was madness and I couldn't take another second of it. Then, just as I found myself start to black out, there was another flash of light. The next thing I knew, I was at the exit station of the ride. Now usually, when we test the ride, we stay in and pull all the way around back to the start to give our personal analysis. Not today. I drove out as fast as I could. I scrambled like someone in fear of their life. I ran up to the screen where you could preview your photo taken during the ride. I looked over the pics. I was nowhere to be seen in any of them. My boss found me frantically obsessing over the pictures and asked what was wrong. I rambled on about how I lost or went somewhere else. He kept trying to assure me it was just my imagination and this place had finally gotten to me. I wanted to protest, but I knew I was only going to look worse by doing so. My boss could tell I was uneasy and decided to give me the rest of the day off. On my way out through one of the many staff networks, the underground tunnels, one of the staff trams pulled up to pick me up. I was still looking rather shaken, and the tram driver asked me, "So what did you see?" My eyes widened as he locked stares through the rearview mirror, then he let out a subtle cackle. "What do you mean, sir?" I asked him nervously. He softly chuckled. "The name's Maul, and I could tell when one of our own has seen one of the several nightmares that attach themselves to the happiest place on Earth." I sat on the tram silently, waiting to see if this guy was messing with me. "So seeing as I'm picking you up from the Magic Kingdom, that eliminates about 4/5 of the list." Again, I stayed quiet, but my eyes squinted as I wasn't sure if he was messing with me or if this was the person that Disney brings in when you see something you shouldn't have. Mal continued speaking. "So I know that the Gascots roam all four main parks. That still leaves the ghost of Tom Sawyer's Island, the Forbidden Room, and the Haunted Mansion. Seeing how you're dressed, I guess you're not working for New Fantasyland. Guess that eliminates the cries for help in the Small World, or the altar in Snow White's Mountain." Mal snaps his finger and claims, "I got it! You work in Tomorrowland. So the question is, was the androids who walk around the set of the carousel or progress? Or the black hole in Space Mountain?" I gulped at that one. Just the name of the ride sent shivers down my spine. "Ah, I see. So it was the black hole in the Space Mountain," Maul said calmly. "Yeah," I said quietly and timid-like. Mal responded, "Well, you should count yourself lucky if you went through it and came out alive." "Really?" I asked, somewhat skeptical. "Yeah," Mal responded. Out of all the Disney nightmares to roam, the Mousescape, the one alone has claimed more lives than any other. How long has this been happening? I asked, concerned.
Decades upon decades, my young friend, Maul said grimly. Some say this particular ride has a connection to Room Zero.
I had heard stories about this area, but I thought that's all they were, Maul sighed and said.
Oh boy, if only they were.
Dark zones are a thing of the past, but that sealed-off area, well, the decommissioned bomb shelter was more than real.
What do the two have to do with each other? I asked, confused.
Well, Maul said firmly, do you know what manifestation is?
Somewhat, I replied, still unsure.
So think about it like this. There's a lot of positive energy intertwined here.
Opposites attract.
Where there's good, surely there is bad. So what if Walt Disney knew this even when he was building this massive mouse-themed empire? Maybe he made a place for the bad to manifest.
Room Zero. Now, over time, more of this bad energy slowly manifested as many of the other nightmares I've mentioned appeared.
I'm still not following how my experience is related, I said.
Well, Room Zero is known to consume the living, body, mind, and soul, Mal said in a dark growl.
When Room Zero feeds, it reaches out into a place that's as dark as it, Space Mountain. Sometimes it gets a taste and doesn't like what it's swallowed.
In those rare occurrences, it spits them out again.
Did you smell them? Maul asked in a gruff fashion.
Smell them? I asked at the rather confusing question.
The guests who have been trapped there and are rotting in the foul pits of that evil core.
I could tell from the way he spoke, Mal was not joking.
Yes, sir, I said, defeated.
Well, lad, I recommend you count your blessings and start watching your back.
What do you mean by that, Maul? I said, rather concerned.
Well, once Room Zero knows it's been found out about, it hunts those who put its great secrets at risk.
This was getting into the borderline of insanity, I thought to myself.
It's an amusement park, Maul. What could it possibly have planned?
Maul shot me a sharp, concerned look through the cart's mirror. I got the memo right then and there.
I understand, sir. I'm planning on looking for new work after this experience today.
That wouldn't be the worst idea, kiddo, Mal responded. Just watch out for the Gascots, as I'm certain Room Zero will be using them to keep tabs on you now.
As Mal finished his sentence, the tram pulled up to my stop destination and he let me off.
Be careful, kid, Mal cautioned.
I will, Mal. Thanks for helping me clear up. I'm not crazy.
Mal didn't look at me.
You're not crazy, kid, he responded. Then he paused and said, you're a marked one now, kid.
What? I asked, confused.
Mal didn't say anything else. He just pulled away and disappeared around the corner of the underground tunnel.
I've decided to share this experience with the internet in hopes that someone else may know anything about what I had experienced or what it's meant to be a marked by Disney.
I'm still looking for another job. I'll update you guys if I come across anything else pertaining to these so-called nightmares of Disney.
I knew there was a reason why I disliked going to Disney World, except for the Star Wars section, of course. I've always been more of a Six Flags Magic Mountain and Universal Studios kind of guy. Anyways, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends, and again, like always, spread me like butter. And we'll see you in May.